All right, 98.1 KZE, you just heard Your Blues from Lucinda. I'm not even going to say her last name because everybody knows who Lucinda is, covering the Beatles there. And with me is my friend, filmmaker, Andy Timoner, who, how many times have we sat together? A bunch of times. How are you doing, Andy?
Many times, many times. Hi, Adam. Hi. It's good to see you.
Thank you, and great to see you, too. And tell me, how many times, while we're on the subject of adding and tabulating, have you... Do you think you've been to this festival, the Woodstock Film Festival?
I think it's actually four times in a row.
You're being especially prolific these days, aren't you?
Yes, I am, but that's because crazy things are happening in my life. I think I react to trauma this way. In this case, my house burned down in January in the LA fires in Altadena.
Yeah, so. I'm really sorry to hear that, actually, yeah. But your film that's about to screen here imminently... at the 2:15, like shortly, is called All the Walls Came Down. It's a short. It's in a short block. It's going to be at the community center this afternoon. And how many festivals have you been able to play this short at?
Well, our last shoot day was July 31st. It's the first fire film of its kind. You know, there's many a fire film, but this is the January fires, and there is now a film I think about Malibu called Big Rock. But essentially, we felt it was urgent to get the film out. We have in Altadena thousands of families facing displacement right now, and it's a total disaster. No emergency vehicles showed up, no evacuation orders. It's a climate story that people need to see. So we filmed till July, sat down and did a very quick edit, threw it to Telluride very late and got in. So by August 31st, a month later, we were premiering. So it's just been like,
well, this is like real time almost.
Real time,
yeah.
Because I had to do it quick. Me and my nephew, Eli Timoner, who produced the film too and shot a lot of it, we just felt that it was the most effective thing to do was to release the film as quickly as possible. Even if we continue filming, even if we make another film, because it's an ongoing story, that's for sure, that we needed to get something out there. And so we kind of start with me coming home and facing the total destruction of my house. I was in Europe at the time making a movie about the Nazis, of all things, and came home and started shooting. I knew from Last Flight Home, which had won this festival, actually 2022, I knew from that when I filmed my father in his last days and didn't know that I was making a film, that if I didn't film, I wouldn't have the matter with which to transform the experience from total chaos and devastation into something that might be helpful. And so we just started filming, even though I kind of didn't want to. And we filmed for 6 months.
Let's get a little real, though, because I'm just listening to you talking about this stuff. You made a film, which I think was brilliant, about your dad and his last days, let's say last week's last days, and just making peace with death. Yeah. And now you made a film about losing your home in a fire, or maybe you have it lost entirely. Maybe they're rebuilding it. I don't know. But it's certainly a great amount of destruction. And I'm just wondering
how does it help? Thank God for filmmaking. I mean, honestly, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have filmmaking. I would just be probably, I mean, stupid. I would be like a lot of my neighbors and friends and family who are just, you know, absolutely devastated without that outlet and that way to turn lemons into lemonade, to make something that has a story and a narrative that can help people. Every person it helps, and as it helps Altadena right now, it helps us to feel like, okay, right, you know, maybe I lost everything in my house, but I still have the ability to create something that can help. And that really, yeah, everybody who was helped by Last Flight Home, it made the death of my father easier to handle. And more than that, the years that I couldn't help him when he was paralyzed, that I felt shame, it reduced my shame. So sure. For me personally, it's extremely helpful. But I also think, like, thank God we have it. It's vital.
Well, it's personally helpful, then it's helping others, and that therefore helping you again.
Yeah. Right now, this film has the potential to save the fabric of the town. Mm-hmm. It's the greatest thing we have to go out there and use right now to save Altadena. So it's called allthewallscamedown.com. All the Walls Came Down on Instagram. I'm Andy Timoner on Instagram. We're screening all over the place. Where our New York premiere is actually, if you're in New York City hearing this, our premiere is at the Roxy, 7 p.m. Sunday night. And if you're in L.A. and you want to see this, we'll be at the Lemley Monica November 9th. But you'll see all these screenings on our website and Instagram. All the walls came down.
Allthewallscamedown.com.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Andy, and I'm going to let you go because I know you have a screening coming up in a moment. This is 98.1 KZE.